here at New Holland. I'm visiting with Brian Falk. And Brian, we're about to take a ride in a new combine. Tell us all about it.
That's correct, Chuck. We've got new combines for this model year 15. One of the biggest features is a cab, and that's what we'll concentrate on today. So we'll start with the steering wheel. So the steering column is a lot smaller. We've got foot pegs. You obviously can tilt the steering wheel like just as in the past, but we have a smaller diameter steering wheel, which gives you better visibility, and it is a leather-wrapped steering wheel, so it's really nice and comfortable. On the right-hand side, we've got the console. There's some familiar things from our old CR cab, like the row of switches here. We heard from our customers that's what they like, so we left them in. The middle panel is an improvement that we put the switches that activate things over what near to where they are. So this button is on the rear axle. It tells you probably as the rear wheel drive turns on and off, right? This is over the grain tank. Grain tank covers. So it gives you some indication of what the things are. So this one's near the reel, so it's automatic reel speed. This one is for IntelliCruise, so it's by the ground drive to keep you going.
That's the kind of controls that I would need. Little icons that tell me what it is I'm about to put right to happen when
so
I push this.
The reason we don't have words is this combine is global. So mm-hmm. It covers the whole world. Not everybody speaks English. I'm happy with English on the console, but some people in Germany aren't for some
sure
reason.
Sure. Well, and I also like your switch protectors over there. I assume that's what those are.
Right.
You mean, so you don't accidentally hit switches.
So when you're bouncing around, you
right
have something to hang on to so that you can do what you need to do.
Yeah.
So to get it going, we just push the handle forward after we take the park brake off. And it starts going. And the farther you push, the faster it goes. You let it go, it stays at that ground speed. As you can see, the ground speed is red out right here. You talked about the IntelliCruise. Mm-hmm. The other feature we have is cruise control, which is very similar to what's in your car. You just hit the button, and it will take it to a preset speed that you had. And we actually have two different settings that you can use. The first one is set at 6.2 miles an hour, and that's where it will take you. And if you want to use the other one, which is 2.8, you just hold, there's a button on the front side, and click that. It bounces at 2.8. It's going to slow us down to 2.8. So if you had, you could set it like, if you're harvesting wheat in the standing stuff, and then you get to an area that's the crop is down and you need to slow down, you can just hit the button and it'll take you right to that speed. And you set those based on what you know works well mm-hmm. for you. The other advantage of having it is when you turn around at the end of the field, you just click the button, the header drops, and the combine goes to the set speed that you know works really well.
So you've got two monitors, I see, or displays here, so that you can be watching your favorite movie up here, and or no.
Almost. But, no, you're exactly right. So you can put whatever information you want on either screen.
Mm-hmm.
And the second display is an option. So if you don't want it, you don't have to pay for it. Or if you have a tractor that you're not using,
mm-hmm.
you can take that display out and mount it up here and save the money and use it during your harvest season. So like you could put guidance and your yield mapping and things on here so you could always see it. You could put cameras that would pop show up here as well. And then you have your machine displays down here. The other thing is this display obviously tilts wherever you need it, whether you're tall or short, and moves wherever you want it to be.
Hmm.
So it's on a rail system here that works really, really well.
Fantastic.
And there's two settings for the handle. If you want to stop, you just pull it all the way back. The combine will stop. There is a safety override, just like in tractors. Mm-hmm. You have to hit the clutch to get it started. So you just hold the button. But once you get it out of there, you can just take it back to neutral if you hold it right there.
And I've noticed while you've been doing some stuff, some little lights, indicator lights will come on up here. What's that little panel?
This panel is for the lights themselves.
Ah,
so headlights,
okay.
Tail lights, and there's a master on and off. And you can turn it on. You also can just say, I just want certain lights on, and not all of them. So when you're going down the road, you can shut the field lights off mm-hmm. so you don't blind the oncoming traffic.
So tell me just a little bit more before we're done here about what's the model we're in, for example, right now.
This is a CR890.
Okay.
It's rated at about 550 horsepower.
And I think before we started, you said that all of the new CR combines share the same cab.
Yes.
It's just what you're on top of, in front of you, or behind you that's
so
that's
we have
different.
Two different frame sizes, mm-hmm. class size of combines. So we have combines with 17-inch diameter rotors. The shoe size is a little narrower. And then we have the 22-inch rotors for the larger combines. And after that, the biggest difference is horsepower.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll tell you one thing with this cab, like in that new the new T8 cabs, you have a lot of visibility and window space around here.
Absolutely. The other thing is, you notice the floor drops away, but once more to give you better visibility down to the head when the head's on the ground. It's more evident with an auger head than it is a corn head, but mm-hmm. it gives you a lot better visibility in those areas.
All right. Well, thank you very much for...
One other feature when you get up, we'll stop here. If you want to stand up and turn around, and we pull up the buddy seat, and we got your refrigerator here for your beverage of your choice.
That is, it is probably one of the key features here.
It does is removable, so
wow.
you can take it home and replenish it. It's just a quick latch here, so that always opens up when you do it. And then the back of the seat comes down. You've got another cup holder, and this is kind of a rubber surface with an edge so stuff mm-hmm. doesn't slide off.
Pretty cool.
Yes.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you very
Appreciate
much.
Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
All right.